July 12th, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am your heavenly Father, creator of the universe. I form every raindrop which falls upon earth. I create every ray of sunshine which parts the clouds and brightens the world below. The enterprise of my heart is to bring all souls into the light of truth, the embrace of holy love. I do not call each soul to remarkable greatness in the eyes of the world. Rather, I call each one to remarkable efforts in personal holiness. It is in this way the heart of the world can be converted. Bigoted opinions lead to bigoted actions. This is how disunity is born. Truth is always on the line in disunity. As you know, no truth opposes holy love. It follows that opposition to holy love, both in hearts and in the world, is Satan's playground of disunity. I am calling for those who live in righteousness, in truth, to unite. It is the enemy who attacks you and tries to accentuate differences. You cannot be part of my victory if you are fragmented. Leaders need to take note and not allow politics to paralyze their sound reasoning. They are either working for the welfare of the people or not. If they are working for the people, they will unite behind a sound leader. Satan is in all the confusion being promoted in your country today. Follow the light of truth. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 5. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.